Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, my friend? You are listening to the Chillpreneur Podcast, the number one place for rule-breaking entrepreneurs to learn how to build a standout personal brand and a kick-ass business without having to hustle their life away. Get ready to be inspired, have a laugh, meet some extraordinary guests, and of course, get your excitement high with some epic dancepreneur party vibes. Hello, my friend, and welcome back to another episode of the Chillpreneur Podcast. Look, I just need to say up front, I do not know how the audio is going to come out for this particular episode. Truth be told, I am actually sitting in a rondavel in the middle of the forest in South African mountains right now. But I also am trying to record off a little microphone that I bought for my phone. There is wild birds all around me and I'm sitting in a bed. So that's just painting a little picture of where I'm at right now. And so again, I do apologize if the audio is not great because I'm holding the microphone in my hand and we know that sometimes I like to gesture a lot when I really get into things. And speaking of getting into things, if you've been a listener of the podcast for a while, you may have realized that whilst I do pump out some incredible interviews on this podcast, over the last 6 months to sort of a year, I have also been using this as a little bit of a verbal diary where I've been communicating a lot of the behind the scenes to my business, to my thought processes, and to my own growth as an entrepreneur. And as a matter of fact, these episodes where I've kind of just sat down and rambled through what's really going on for me have performed the best. These are the episodes where I get the most feedback. And I really like this space to be able to communicate to you so rawly and authentically, even though I definitely had self-doubts about this. But after my last episode in the Should Erin Talk About Money saga, I know a lot of these episodes have been me going back and forth between should I use money within my marketing and how I feel about the coaching industry and all of that kind of stuff. But after my last episode where I did express some of my self-doubts around A, how much I ramble, and B, whether these are even helpful episodes, I got so much incredible feedback because it really is like getting inside the mind of a multiple six-figure entrepreneur. And I think about it, like that is so valuable. I have my YouTube channel, my Instagram, and all my programs where I do teach how to be an entrepreneur, how to actually start a business, how to grow and scale an online business. But honestly, if I think about even the start of my journey, some of the resources that I was always looking for was really how multiple six-figure and seven-figure entrepreneurs lived, how they thought, how they planned, and getting inside the mind of someone who is in a position of success, I think is extremely helpful. And so that is what I want to continue to bring to this podcast. I love to get inside the mind of myself or to share with you what I'm going through, what I'm thinking. And then the interviews are pretty much the same thing. It's getting into the minds of other experts. You know, I have a way of communicating through my interviews that is quite raw and real and authentic. It's not just a back and forth conversation of question and answer. They do go really deep. And so I think that's what I want this podcast to be. I want this podcast to be inside the mind. I'm not going to change the name or anything. It's still the Chillpreneur Podcast, but just know that moving forward, this podcast really is going to be the place that you are going to get raw and real and authentic conversation. And that is no different. Like, okay, so I was just sitting outside. I've been journaling a lot because this being here in Africa has really been a bit of a struggle for me personally. I think just because for the first time in such a long time, I've had a lot of space to think. You know, it's been so incredible to watch my business still continue to grow. Like, one of my funnels is just exploding, like it's doing so well. And to watch my business to be able to grow in this way, where I have income coming in, new sales being made, and I'm literally kayaking and horse riding and reading and laying in the sun and just like meandering around the Midlands of South Africa. It's been incredible, but also just having even more time and space than I'm used to. Like, I'm a chillpreneur, you know, I'm not always working in my business, but even though I'm a chillpreneur, I'm an excitable person with lots of passions and hobbies and friends. So even though I don't spend all of my time glued to my phone in my business, I'm not actually that chill in life. Like, when I'm back home in Australia, I do fill my time with a lot of different things. I really like to explore, you know, lots of different areas and facets of life. And so whilst I'm a chillpreneur and I'm not constantly attached to my business, I like to do a lot of things in life, and that's why I have so many different hobbies. I love to always go out, be doing things, and just making the most out of this incredible experience that life has to offer. However, being in the middle of nowhere, there isn't much to do. And so this has been a bit of a challenge, because it really has been the first time in a long time, specifically after coming out of lockdown. And, you know, I think everyone's life got a little chaotic trying to make up for lost time. But coming out of lockdown, my life was crazy. So many things going on. We've had a lot of personal stuff happening as well. And so this was the first time that I've really had time to think. I know that sounds weird, but it's a lot. I've been doing a lot of thinking and a lot of connecting to myself. This is off the back of a couple of challenging months. And again, I've talked about this quite openly on this podcast already, but off the back of a couple of both personally challenging months, which I won't get into, it's not even necessary for the conversation, but months where I have been going through a little bit of an identity struggle myself. You know, I've just been so beaten down by so much of what I'm seeing in this coaching industry, where there are so many people making so much money, literally having no idea what they're actually freaking talking about. Like, I'm just gonna fucking call it out right here. I have joined programs in the last year where I have literally attended some of the trainings. And then what happens in my mind is, do you remember the scene from Billy Madison? You know, the movie with Adam Sandler, where at the end he like rambles some incoherent statement, and then the presenter of the decathlon or whatever, they do this like competition thing. And then he's like, that was the most insane ramble. Now everyone in this room is dumber for listening to it. I don't know. You know the one, if you don't, look it up. But I sometimes have literally consumed content from some people, and that's what goes through my mind. I'm like, this makes no sense. I am a marketer. I've been doing marketing for 10 years, and some of the business advice that people are spewing out is just absolutely insane. And yet, because of the financial results that they've been able to garner for themselves, there is a super aspirational aspect to their content. And so continuously people are, you know, getting swept up by the idea that you can, you know, just put together a Facebook group and make like six figures in a day. Like, of course, people have always wanted the diet pill. People have always wanted the easy option to success. Like, that is not going to change. It's part of human behavior. And so the kind of a little bit manipulative tactics that a lot of people use, like selling into a dream with little to no value as to behind the products they're actually creating, this is happening so often. And as someone who's really valued mastery and expertise and like learning, and, you know, I have just, I don't know, I just so deeply believe in like doing things right. I so deeply believe in actually fucking helping people. Like, so many of these businesses are just so heavily focused on getting as many people as they can through the door. And I'm not saying that all of them are absolutely trash. They actually are really good for energy and excitement and motivation. So if you already know what you need to do, so if you actually know how to build a business, these programs are great because it does put you in the energy of wealth. It puts you in the energy of expansion and it gets you excited. So if you already know what to do, these things can be great if you like the teacher, if you like the environment, for sure. But a lot of the times they don't actually teach you anything. It is purely just there to get you excited to take action. And by the way, there are much cheaper ways to be able to do that, but that's a different story for a different time. But yeah, so it's not saying they're not valuable. And for sure, you know, there are a small percentage of people that can absolutely get results. But generally, these are people who are already on a trajectory for growth. And then, you know, a lot of it comes down to them just being expanded and excited and taking more action. So therefore, they get more results. But a lot of the times it's sold to people who have no idea what they're doing and there's no valuable information. Anyway, we all know what the coaching space is. Like, we all know the problems with the coaching space. I don't think I necessarily have to go into this. I mean, the other side of it is that it's sold on the idea of these big income wins for some of their one-on-one clients, and yet a lot of their one-on-one clients' results comes from the kind of shout out marketing techniques. You know, the coach shouts out the client, and then a lot of people work with the client because they can't afford to work with the coach, and then, you know, that client's results obviously comes from like being under the wing of that coach. And anyway, there's a lot of shit that goes on in this industry. Let's just put it that way. And for such a long time, I never focused on it. Like, I've always been one, even throughout school, like not being in like popular groups. Like, I in school was like, you know, the naughty kid who was like smoking cigarettes behind the portal. Like, I've always just been that person to kind of like do my own thing. I still thought I was so fucking cool in high school, even though I probably, you know, on the surface or on paper wasn't. I've always thought I was just like cool and just like happy to do my own thing throughout my whole entire life. Just like, really just focus on my passions, my hobbies, and what I want to do. And like, this for the first time was where it was like I was becoming like the popular group was like rubbing me the wrong way. I was getting like really annoyed by it, and it was affecting my ability to show up in my business authentically in the way that I have always shown up, unbothered, unfazed, nonchalant about what everybody else is doing, just doing my own thing, being the coolest person I know, focusing on my mission, my values. And yet for some reason, I was just, you know, getting really obsessed with like how unethical I thought this was. And so for the last few months, I have, and as I've kind of gone back and forth and recorded on the podcast, I have really struggled a little bit with my own identity in terms of like, maybe I don't have what it takes to be as successful as some of these people, because I'm just not willing to do some of the things that they're doing. And is this the only way to be successful? Like, do you have to be a little shady, a little manipulative in your marketing? Do you have to kind of like bully your audience? Do you have to, you know, this is, I know that people do this. They lie about their income, or they puff up their income, you know, saying things like running a seven-figure business, when what they mean by that is they've made seven figures in the last fucking 5 years. Like, there's just so many little tweaks that people make to their messaging to make what they're doing seem so much more extravagant. Like, I saw this person recently celebrating an income win, and I know this person, and I've had a conversation with this person, and literally on multiple occasions, one, they told me that they had like 30 clients or like 27 clients, 27 one-on-one clients, not to mention the fact that we're in like four different programs. And they also mentioned that they feel like they have no fun in their life. Like, you know what I mean? So on the surface, it's like, okay, amazing, celebrate all of these sick income goals, but really you're absolutely glued to your phone. You are constantly hustling. Your actual time for money is probably really low for how much effort you're putting into your business. So you're selling this dream of this incredible lifestyle, but really the only thing incredible about it is that you've made some money. Anyway, I feel like sometimes I don't want to go too far into this conversation, because I also am really wary of not wanting to make it seem like I'm a victim to it, or I'm complaining, or I'm like, you know, it's not fair that people make money, because I really don't care. Like, I have expressed on many occasions, I would not trade lives with anyone. Did you hear how I started this podcast? Like, I'm literally sitting, this is my job right now, by the way. I'm sitting on a bed in the middle of Africa in a rondavel. The sun is shining. I'm about to go on a canopy tour after this. And like, I just think I have the most magical fucking life in the entire world. Like, I literally think I am living my dream life. But I also do want to have these conversations because I'm really weary about, you know, my audience and my community. I have real like big sister vibes sometimes. Like if you know me in real life or, you know, one thing I know for sure is that I am really protective. Like I was always that friend that if like a guy was going to cheat on my friend or someone was being mean to my friend, like I would be like big sister vibes. And so I really want to talk about this because I want to, you know, help this community make the right purchasing decisions, make the right investments, not get swept up. So many people have mentioned to me that they got really excited about one of these coaches' programs and then they went into it and it was absolute trash and they spent $2,000 and now they can't afford to actually investing in something like a team member or a coach that's actually going to help them. And then they feel like they just want to quit their business because they don't trust themselves. And it's just, oh my God, that person having this conversation ready to quit their business could be the next big leader, could be the next massive change to their industry. And yet they had this experience where they no longer trust themselves. Now they no longer trust their influence, their voice, their CEO entrepreneurship energy. And so they quit. And like that breaks my fucking heart. And that's what makes me angry. All this to say, coming back to where I'm at, being in Africa after these months of like going back and forth, being like, I'm gonna fucking fight this, and then being like, I don't wanna be a part of this. One thing that I've really had lots of conversations with Tegan around and kind of really started connecting in with myself is that I have realized that my humility is actually not doing me any good. Now, I know I just said that I really deeply have a passion for helping people. Like I am already living my dream life and I want other people to experience this because it's actually not that fucking hard. It's really not difficult to build an online business, to build an audience. Like it takes time, patience, and the fucking mindset work that you've got to do for sure is like where the struggle is at, if you will. But in terms of like the strategy, it's just the patience is the hardest part, you know, building an audience, showing up every single day until you find something that works, being strategic about a format of marketing that's going to work for you, designing a product that actually sounds good and that people actually want to buy, and then creating sales strategies around that. It's not rocket science, put it that way. And like, I feel as though there's so much opportunity. The online education space is expected to explode. Like it is going to be a $1 trillion industry by 2027, 2028. I don't know, that statistic keeps getting mixed up. But either way, like the opportunity is enormous to build a successful brand, online business, and anyone can do it. You just have to be able to have the right strategy and to be able to stick to it. And I just want people to experience this incredible, like life-shifting thing. I've built a business and I'm literally living a life beyond my wildest dreams. And I truly want people to be able to do that. I'm also really inspired by garnering conversations and helping people to build influence to create change in the world. Like I have seen so many of my clients who have missions behind them, to have passions to create change. And like just by them having some kind of platform, some kind of influence, they really are making a difference in the lives of others, making a difference in the lives of people. I look at all of like the, you know, the women who have stood for women's rights and created change within politics, social, sport, whatever it may be. You know, I'm just so inspired about people standing up for what they believe in and creating change in the world. And you need a platform, and quite often you need money and resources to actually be able to do that. And so being here in Africa, I have really realized that my humility isn't serving me. I have this huge passion behind me, but one thing that is really holding me back is because, again, I'm so tarnished by so much of the wrongdoing in this industry that, do you know how much I actually hold myself back? Like in my sales strategies, I think my programs are the best fucking programs on the internet. Like I really do. But, you know, I hold myself back from sometimes even sharing client testimonials, sometimes sharing my own massive income wins, sometimes sharing the incredible things that I've been able to do. Like I barely talk about the fact that I bought my fucking parents a house. Like I seriously hold myself back from sharing so much of the incredible stuff that I've done, so much of the incredible stuff that my clients have been able to do. And because of humility, like because I'm too humble, and because again, I'm so like worried about getting categorized as like just another coach who's obsessed with success. And the fact is that like this is actually the thing that is holding me back from being able to truly pursue my mission. Like I know how to teach people how to build six-figure businesses. Do you think I ever fucking talk about that? No, I don't. I've had students come out of Simply Business having built six-figure businesses, achieving things like 30K months. I was literally just reading some of the testimonials from my last round of Simply Business because I'm currently in the launch of my Chillpreneur Business Accelerator, which is just like the next level version of Simply Business. And I was reading some of the testimonials, and like they are fucking incredible. Like they are absolutely so incredible. And yeah, every so often like I share a screenshot, but like I really hold myself back from talking so expressively about some of the incredible life-changing results that my students have been able to experience financially, because again, I'm just so worried about looking like that coach who's just obsessed with making money or just obsessed with their clients making money. But the fact is, and this is the biggest realization that I've had here, we fucking need money for the incredible stuff that we're going to do in the world. Like I have been, oh my God, I've cried almost every single day being here as well, by the way, because it has been an extremely, extremely eye-opening sort of culture shock, jarring experience. You know, I've definitely been to some underprivileged places before in my life, you know, parts of Asia, but it's just the vast disparity between the wealthy and the extremely unwealthy in Africa is so incredibly jarring to me. Like I just deeply care about people so much, and to see some of the ways in which people are living here, it just, I've cried every single day. I can't say it in any other way than that. And you know, having lots of conversations around like how do you truly create change for people, like, and it's not just like going up and giving somebody some money or something like that. Like the people who are able to create true change in places like Africa, in underprivileged places in the world, are people with fucking money and lots of it. Like I'm talking lots of it, you know, people who have businesses, people who have influence. The CEO of Patagonia, who's pledged to give away his entire wealth for causes that are, you know, meaningful to him and to the business that he runs. Like these examples are people are like, the ultra wealthy are the ones that are able to create true change in the world. There are lots of ultra wealthy people who do absolutely nothing for anyone. But again, me staying small, me being humble, me not selling the fuck out of everything that I do and making a shit ton of money in the process is helping no one. Sure, I live an incredible life and I inspire my pocket of the internet to do the same, but I'm not going to get to the point where I can create massive change on a large scale for people if I don't start not even overselling myself, like selling myself a little bit more to the degree of which I know I'm actually able to help people and to the degree of which I'm actually of what I've been able to achieve for myself. Like that's one side of my mission. Like one side of my mission is deeply ingrained in education. Like I already work with a company called One Girl who have an education program for women in Sierra Leone to essentially facilitate helping women become teachers. It's such an incredible program. Every time you join one of our programs, by the way, a portion of that goes to One Girl. But, you know, there's the sort of Nelson Mandela quote, and I'm paraphrasing here. I actually saw it yesterday. I went to his capture site, but, you know, it was like education is the, I need to read this out because it really is such a powerful freaking quote. Education is the most powerful weapon that we can use to change the world. And so like me being able to have or play a part in being able to help underprivileged communities like be educated or to bring upskilling or education into these spaces is not going to happen by me playing small. It's not going to happen by me donating, you know, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 here and there. It's going to happen by creating a global organization with massive impact, with a seat at the fucking table, and with the resources to be able to truly make a difference. So that is one side of my personal mission. But then I think about my other mission, like my biggest mission, as I've mentioned so many times. Well, there's two sides of it. Like, one, I want to help people live a freedom lifestyle. I want to help people have more fun. I just see so many adults, literally the life is sucked out of them by the time that they reach like 27, you know, oh my God, now I'm an adult and I can't have fun. I can't have joy. I can't experience things. Well, until I'm 60, until I'm able to start playing golf and then maybe go on a cruise. Fuck that. Like, having this huge portion of your life that's just dedicated to like making money and earning. I don't believe that that has to be the case. And I'm not the only one. Like, it's not that my mission in this sense is like by any means extraordinary or unique. There are so many people who champion anti-hustle, who champion a more passive approach to business, to being able to, you know, earn an incredible living while also living an extraordinary, extraordinary life. Like, there are so many examples of people who have done this and want to teach other people how to do the same. But I just want adults to have more fun. I want them to play. I want them to experience different hobbies, different cultures, different people, you know, experiment a little in life. Like, there is so much juice and deliciousness to life, but we box ourselves into the, this is who I am and therefore this is what I'm able to experience. Fuck that. I have always wanted, you know, women to go into male-dominated sports. I've wanted people to connect with people outside of their normal social circle, like to expose themselves to the diversity and the richness of different cultures. Like, again, there's just so much joy that's able to be experienced in life. But one thing is, a lot of people, you need money to be able to do that. And then the other side of it is that, again, I want people to have influence. I want people who have a mission in their heart, who have values, who have an opinion, to have a platform in order to be able to share that opinion. If you are someone who wants to see change in a particular area, like one of my really good friends wants to bring more diversity into sport, similar to me, more women in sport, you know, more queer people in sport. She particularly focuses on tennis. But like, if she didn't have a platform to be able to actually get people into these programs that she runs, then she's just got an opinion. She's not making an influence. She has a value. She has an opinion. People need an audience in order to be able to share those values and to use those values to create true change in the world. So helping people to build a platform that creates change in the world, helping people to live an extraordinary life, experiencing all the deliciousness of this world has to offer, then helping people to create true social change in the world. One thing I realize is, for all of this, you need fucking money. You need money, you need power, and you need influence. And so I am often just my humility of, again, not wanting to look like these other mentors or these other coaches, or to look like I'm selfish or to look like I'm money hungry. I downsell so much of like what I could use as marketing within my business to reach more people, to make more money. And like, at the end of the day, I just have realized being here that so often of the time I'm playing small. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, whoa, you're playing small. Like, I would not agree. And I know there's certain levels to this and certain scales to this. Like, for someone who's just starting in their business, seeing all the incredible stuff that I'm doing and the life that I'm living, like, you wouldn't think it was playing small. But I know deep in my heart, for where I could be if I just fucking owned it a little bit more, I would be so much bigger. I would be taking up space. I'm not even saying that I need to necessarily be like further on financially or anything like that. But what I'm saying is, I want to take up more space. I want my voice to be heard more powerfully in this space. I want to talk about more about the things that I believe in. And I do want to talk more about success, about money, about income, about wealth creation, about what a business can do for yourself, for your life, and for your experiences, as well as for the world. And I wanted to record this podcast particularly, again, just to share some of the thoughts with you, but particularly the takeaway lesson from this is you playing small is not fucking helping anyone. It really isn't. You not making money is not helping anyone. That was one of the other things when I was thinking about how to create social change. It was like staying poor, staying small, you can't help anyone. Sure, you can create environmental change by having shorter showers or going organic and recycling and all of these little things. But if you truly want to have an impact, you have to have influence and you have to have resources. Like businesses, private sector businesses are actually the ones that create so much change because, you know, in not-for-profit organizations, they just move so slowly. I've worked in not-for-profit before and they do just move so slowly. I actually worked with Usain Bolt's sister in Melbourne and a not-for-profit organization through my degree for a little bit. And God, like it's so slow. It's just so slow. So many things that are more socially focused are just so slow. It's the private sector businesses who have so much cash flow. They're actually able to really, really create change quite quickly. I don't know. Another example is like, do you remember when Cher rescued that gorilla? Like, I don't know, that was a random one. But like people with wealth, people with influence, people with money are able to do so much incredible stuff. There are a lot of people who don't, but there are a lot of people also who don't have money, who don't do shit for the world either. So it's not necessarily the money, the success that makes someone mission driven or makes someone able to create change in the world. It's just the decisions that they make for themselves and the missions that they have in their heart. And so my real big takeaway for this rambly podcast episode is, first of all, stop playing small. Stop downselling yourself. Stop being humble because it's really not helping anyone. Like big boss energy, big fuck off cocky ass, I'm incredible energy is the thing that is going to not only help you to get the results that you want, it's what makes all of these other people successful. Whether they are ethical or not, it doesn't matter. The thing is why they are successful, why they are making unprecedented amounts of money is because of that I am fucking the coolest person I know energy. I literally am the greatest thing since sliced toast energy. I am the best coach. I am the most amazing person. I have the best programs. It is that energy, is that sense of self-belief, that sense of self-trust to be able to go out there and say that, whether they're correct or not, is the thing that is ultimately leading to that success. And so imagine if you, a mission-driven entrepreneur who actually has skills and expertise, comes out with that same energy, with that same, I am the greatest thing, I am the coolest person I know, my programs are the most amazing thing, and your programs are actually the most amazing thing. Your offers are actually programs that truly have value to them that can change people's life. Imagine what you would be able to actually do if you just stopped playing small. And I'm speaking to myself here as well. I'm speaking to myself because my humility is not helping me. Me being humble, me not sharing, like me, I would say going 50 to 60% all in when it comes to talking about how incredible everything I do actually is not helping anyone. And so this is my reminder to you that you have to do the identity work to take full ownership of your power, to claim your big fuck off energy, to become a little cocky, to become a little convicted in your messaging, like you going out there staring the fucking internet directly in the eyes and saying, you should follow me, you should buy my products because I can help you, I can really make a difference in your life. Like without that true sense of self-belief, like you are always going to get, you play small, you're going to get small results. And so this is my advice to you, is it's time to go fucking big. It's time to claim your fucking power. It is time to truly step up and really see yourself for your potential. See yourself for who you are. Yes, you might still have further to go. We all do. That's life, baby. But it is time for you to truly take ownership of what you can create in this world and stop trying to fucking kind of like build a successful business by hiding in the crowd. Get on that stage, get that microphone, and tell people how incredible you are and tell people how passionate you actually are about helping them and share the results that you create for yourself. Celebrate yourself like you are literally the best thing in the entire world, because you being the best thing doesn't mean that other people aren't also the best thing. It is not like spotlight on you and nobody else. It is like, let's all step up to the plate. Let's all take a fucking seat at the table. Let's all claim our influence, our power, our leadership, because we have something inside of ourselves. We have this desire inside of ourselves to do something amazing, and trying to kind of play that down For what? For what? So that we don't step on anyone's toes, so that we don't offend anyone. It is good to offend people sometimes, especially if you are someone who has a good heart, who is mission driven. We need more people who are mission driven to actually have that cocky energy, because why is it that only the people who don't give a fuck, who are unethical, you know, who are just like sleazy, why is it that they get to take the spotlight? Why can't we, the people who have missions in our hearts, who truly want to help people, why can't we claim that spotlight? Why can't we take the conversation in the direction of truly creating change for other people in this world? And so this is my message to you, to make 2023 the year that you fucking step up to the plate. I am going to step up to the plate. I know that the communities in which I create are the most incredible spaces. Like, again, I have my current program, CBA, the Chillpreneur Business Accelerator, and I was reading one of the testimonials from my last round of Simply Business, and this is something that I just don't do either. But anyway, one of the testimonials was, oh my God, I just had another download. The next time you launch SBA, or now it's CBA, you absolutely need to market around being in your energy and in a circle for 6 months. I have always held back from talking about like being in my energy, being in my world, because again, the humility side of things, the people who come into my programs have consistently over and over again said that there is nowhere else on the internet that has activated them to take action. Every single day I get people telling me that for some reason, being in my space, being in my energy, being in my programs makes them take action that they have never thought. And they can't even literally comprehend why all of a sudden they're able to take so much action. But I've had friends, I've had mentors even tell me that there is something about my energy that makes people want to take action. If you are stalled in life, being in these spaces that I create, being in these communities that I create, could be the thing that is going to accelerate you into action. And I over and over again get people telling me this, but do you think I talk about it? No. Why? Because I don't know. Humility. Again, humility is not serving anybody. Being in my spaces does make you take action. It does make you get results like, oh my God, let me just read one of these little. I'm so thrilled to have found you on YouTube 6 years ago. I knew I wanted to make money after finding you, and here I am all these later finishing SBA and making six figures. Here's another one. SBA has been the most life-changing journey for me, from following Erin on YouTube. Everyone found me on YouTube, by the way. Exponential growth strategies. But, you know, I started SBA working on my current business, but ended up building another one. Also, curating all the businesses to build a stronger brand. Everything that I've learned about personal branding is from Erin. In my 6 months journey, I've launched a new business, won 3 awards, built a proactive team, become a mentor to others, worked on my own personal brand, and of course, adopted an absolutely new perspective on how to build a business. Oh my gosh, like, I am ready to just fucking claim that I know how to teach people how to grow and scale incredible fucking online businesses. But it's not only that, like, these experiences are life-changing. People walk out of my programs, when they show up for these programs, they walk out completely different people. They get incredible results. I've had students that have moved to Mexico, to Puerto Rico. I have students that are able to just watch the sales roll in while they stay home all day, like watching freaking Will and Grace in their pajamas, whatever their freedom lifestyle looks like. But it's not only that, like, these results are incredible, but people walk away from these programs completely different people, with friendship groups, with being friends with myself. Like, the energy in these spaces are amazing. And I'm ready to fucking claim that, because I'm ready to do extraordinary things in this world. And just playing small is not going to get me there. It's not going to get me there. It's not going to get you there. So you and I, my friend, listening to this podcast episode with the shitty audio, with the birds in the background, with the energy of the rondavel. A rondavel, by the way, is a little circular house with a thatch roof. But with all of this energy, you and I are fucking claiming this power. We are going to do this together. I love you. If you want to join CBA, if you want that to be the energy that you are taking into the new year, we are now currently open for enrollment. If you're listening to this podcast live, if not, and you're listening to it way into the future, just send me a DM. We may be open for another enrollment. But CBA is definitely going to be a space for claiming big energy. Big, big energy. Oh my God, I'm so going to go and listen to that song right now. You should go listen to it too. Have a dance party. If you want to join CBA, the group mentoring experience that is all about activating big boss energy, leadership energy, stepping into the identity of someone who's truly ready to create extraordinary change for themselves and for people around them, but also build a freedom-based, chillpreneur style business that is suited to your business, your personality, and your audience. This is not a drag and drop template. This is a mentoring experience for a reason, because it is a bespoke approach to finding a combination of strategies that work for you and your business, as well as building an in-demand, magnetic, scroll-stopping brand and content strategies that don't have you fucking glued to your phone because you want to go off and travel the world just like I am right now. All right. I love you so much. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today for this relatively long, rambly episode. If you have any feedback, please reach out to me on Instagram. If you have any questions about CBA, please reach out to me on Instagram. If you just want to claim big boss energy, send me a bunch of rockets and tell me that you are up for the extraordinary growth that is coming your way in the new year. All right. I love you. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, and I will see you in the next episode.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.